lawsuits that are going to be happening here as a direct result of the things that we're seeing from the story about the Covington High School students. Now, that's just me. Now, I could be, I could be basically saying that's not me, but I'm telling you, that is me. I really believe that, yes, we're going to be seeing the outcomes, if you will, that are going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Explosive. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. That could imply a bomb. Well, you know, what are some of the buzzwords? Bombshell. There you go. It's a bombshell. It's a bombshell story. That's what we've heard from the media sources out there. Okay, we've got a lot of things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio, so remember to visit our website, 821R.com. The call-in lines are open, 215-867-8255, for your listenership. Now, we've got a whole bunch of things, like I said, going on. What is happening? It's day 32 of the shutdown. Where is it all going, Alfie? Well, is it going to lead to layoffs? These non-essential people, right? Is it going to lead to layoffs for non-essential people in the government? A lot of people suspicious, and they're saying, yes, it will. Shut her down, shut her down. Well, you know, I don't know about shut her down, but I got to tell you one thing. It's looking pretty good for a shut her down, shut no, prolonged shut her down, shut her down. That's one of the things that's happening out there. So I think that there's going to be layoffs, federal layoffs, because non-essential people have been discovered. You're fired in masse. You know, they're going to say, no mas. They're going to say, well, there is mas. There's more. How do you like the way you put that one? There is more coming from Donald Trump, and there's going to be more people laid off. And, you know, the sins of you bureaucrats bad-mouthing and trying to destroy the presidency of Donald J. Trump are going to be seen, and the effects are going to be felt. Okay, so we went through the Donald Trump tweets today. One of the things that is going on, people need to be concerned about, of course, is the border and the numbers that are coming across. We're getting numbers of upwards of 5,000 a day now coming across the border in mass. Now, I don't know if you like that or not. I'm not real thrilled about that. I think it's not a good thing when we have that many people coming across the border a day, unaccompanied minors and so on. And, you know, the things that go on down there at the border are just irreprehensible. And for the life of me, the people on the left who promote this actively, you know, Nancy Pelosi's and the like, you just kind of shake your head. Why is she doing this? Why are they doing this? Why? What is their position in this whole business, if you will, of business, the whole business of the population situation, right? Well, that's a big problem, isn't it? Big problem. You know, some big things are happening, though, and we're going to be talking about this, about their position. It's almost kind of like, you know, gosh, is this really true that these people actually on the left are really actively working on the demise of this country? And do they know what they're really doing to do this and how to do it and what the consequences are? What kind of a better union? See, this is what they don't understand. They're working actively to destroy the country. And we have to coalesce around that thought. I really believe that's the narrative that we have to understand and come out with and admit that these people are really here to do us harm as a nation and as people. Doesn't matter what your skin color is. If you're a citizen of the United States, this is what we found out in California. Forget about the racist, ethnic business going on. It's not about skin color. It's not. It's all about, are you a U.S. citizen that is so evil? That's what Pelosi's saying. If you're a U.S. citizen, you're evil. Schumer's saying the same thing. By default, they're saying that. Because everything about you, because you grew up in a white privileged environment based upon the Constitution, right? If you're an originalist in the Constitution, you are a white bigot supremacist. Right? That's the way they think. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. But that's what they're trying to spin. That's what they're trying to spin. Now, there's some cracks in their thinking, and there's some cracks in their narrative, and their quest to get there, they're starting to appear. Let's switch gears and go to the Supreme Court. You know, for a long time, since the 60s for sure, I mean, really, the court has been turned upside down. The Warren Court, the wonderful liberal Earl Warren was, right? Since then, the Supreme Court has been leaning left very hard. But now, we're starting to get more to the right, and could be, for the next 30, 40 years, a conservative court in this nation, which is wonderful as far as I'm concerned. You know, from the 60s to here, those of us that have been alive have been heavily influenced by the left's proclivities, if you will, and oftentimes supported by the Supreme Court, which has brought us to this point. Now, story pops up here in Drudge. Supremes allow Trump to temporarily enforce military trans ban. Comes about hormones and, oh, I'm sorry, chromosomes. Maybe the Supreme Court has figured out that if you want to do away with your chromosomes, now that maybe might be more difficult than they realize. That nanoparticulate matter, like aluminum oxides, just won't cut it. They just won't cut it alone. That perhaps there's more to reality than what meets the mind and the eyes, right? That XX chromosome counts mean you're a female with female genitalia and all the other things that go along with it. And if you're XY, you have male genitalia. Reason is here.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
With a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. The Supreme Court announced Tuesday that it will allow President Donald Trump to temporarily enforce restrictions on transgender individuals serving in the military. As is typical of orders of this nature, the court gave no reason for its decision. Though Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan noted their dissent. Now, where is Ruth Bader Ginsburg? According to the apologies on Fox News, she's dead. You probably heard about that little snafu. You know what snafu means. Well, I'm not going to tell you. But what it does mean, it means the system's normal, all effed up is what it means. If you haven't heard that before. maybe you've heard that, but that's what that means. System snafu. They had a glitch in the, in the back room when they were, excuse me. When they're putting up graphics, and this graphic comes up and says, gives a deceased date for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Just for a second, they caught it. But it prompted an apology. So anyway, I see her name here. I think this was decided before she got sick. It says the Trump administration first petitioned the Supreme Court to decide directly on the legality of trans soldiers' ban. After federal trial judges in California, Washington, D.C., and Washington State issued orders prohibiting its enforcement. The plaintiffs in those lawsuits argue the policy violates a range of constitutional rights, including the First Amendment, equal protection, and due process. The government said the court's intervention was necessary because the lower court decision requires the military to maintain a policy that, in its own professional judgment, risk undermining readiness, disrupting unit cohesion, and weakening military effectiveness and lethality. And lethality. Subsequent to that request, the Department of Justice filed a second petition proposing an alternative in the event the court denied the first request. The justices could allow enforcement of the ban while litigation continues in the lower courts. The court granted that request Tuesday. The president abruptly announced on Twitter that the military would not permit trans personnel to serve in the military. Thereafter, former Defense Secretary James Mattis convened a panel of military experts to conduct an independent review of the subject, and their findings served as the basis of Mattis' February 28, 2018 memo, which implemented Trump's request. The memo provides that individuals with a history of gender dysphoria, a clinical term referring to anxiety triggered, there's that word again, by the conflict between one's biological sex and the gender with which they identify. Identity genderism. There we go. Get those X and Y chromosomes ready for you. No dysphoria here, right? That may enlist provided they are willing to serve in their biological sex and have not suffered gender dysphoria for a continuous 3-year period prior to recruitment. Active personnel who are diagnosed with gender dysphoria may continue to serve provided they do so in their biological sex. No dysphoria for you. See, it goes back to that XY and XX chromosome complement, right? If you're XY, you're male. If you're XX, you're female. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Huh. What are you saying, Paul? Well, I'm saying that men have male genitalia. Females have female genitalia, and they also got, surprise, surprise, they've got the chromosomes, basically the genetics for those genitalia. No dysphoria for you. I'm sorry, I'm a biologist. Genetics is one of my things. That's a tough one to get over. And I know if you feel anxious and nervous about your sex, listen, I want to tell you something. This is a very serious subject, any type of dysphoria like this. And it's a subject, quite frankly, people exploit for their own benefit. Now, I'm not talking about the people who might have the gender dysphoria or any of these other problems psychologically, or about whether you're gay or straight or whatever, but there are people who will exploit you for how you, quote, feel. And think about yourself. They're all over the place because they want to control you. See, people, when they're disrupted, growing up in particular, adolescence specifically, and through their teen years, they're very easily psychologically manipulated. And there are things that come into their lives as they grow up that can be enormously disruptive. And gender orientation is one of them. This has been long the playground for your pedophiles and child molesters to create gender dysphoria and dysfunctionality sexually for their own benefit, their own sexual benefit. That's been their playground. It's worked. Now you have these kind of pronouncements about gender dysphoria and transgenderism in the military. I think, I got to tell you, the military people I talk to, they put the upper lip on, but the stiff upper lip, but I'll tell you what, they don't like it. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't allow it. You shouldn't tolerate it. It's okay not to tolerate it, actually. It's your job to not tolerate it, quite frankly. And this is, we need to stand, and this is what's happening with the Supreme Court. They're looking at, wait a minute, if you're talking about unit cohesion in the military and it's not functional at a high level because of these types of interferences with unit cohesion and so on, then it needs to stop. That's just common sense. So they're stopping it. The president, Donald Trump, is stopping it, of course. That's the other thing. Of course, that's where the bite comes, right? It's Donald Trump who's stopping these things. I hate it when this happens. But this is life in the big cities now. Putting on the big boy pants. Oh, should I say big boy pants? I probably shouldn't in this sense now, should I? Anyway. That's just a little side note to history. I just thought I'd throw that one at you. I think that I think this is a very, very important story, quite frankly. It's a story I don't think we can really let go. Big news coming. I don't think I have time for that in this segment, so on. I'm holding on to the theory, and we'll stop the segment right now. I'm holding on to the theory that this whole thing about the Russia probe, they're going to solve this problem, and Mueller's going to come up with nothing. I'm just saying. There's going to be they're already meeting, the two parties, by the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Yep, work with me. Sorry, excuse me. I just got a cup of Agenda 21 Radio Brew. Excuse me. Dos. Part two of Cafe, I tell you. Anyway, some wonderful things happening around the world. Flight diverted after suspected hijacking. Demand for flight be diverted to Afghanistan. That's in Russia right now. If you haven't heard that Brett Baer and his family were in an auto accident and released from the hospital, they were skiing in Montana. Icy road, they flipped over. Apparently, they've been released. They have been released. Hollywood legend, sorry after wrongfully trashing Kentucky students. Jamie Lee Curtis admits jumping the gun after Kentucky student in viral confrontation with Native American. Admits jumping the gun. Hollywood actress Jamie Lee Curtis admitted Sunday she rushed to judge the viral video showing high school student Nick Sandman wearing a red Make America Great Again hat and standing still in front of a 64-year-old Native American Nathan Phillips. There are two sides to every story, she tweeted, attaching a statement from Sandman, who attends Covington Catholic High School in Park Hills, Kentucky. I made a snap judgment based on a photograph, and I know better than to judge a book by its cover, Curtis wrote. I wasn't there. I should have commented, I'm glad there wasn't violence. I hope these two men can meet and find common ground, as we all can. The statement says, I never interacted with this protester. I did not speak to him. I did not make any hand gestures or other aggressive moves. To be honest, I was startled and confused as to why he had approached me. This is Sandman speaking now. We had already been yelled at by another group of protesters, and when the second group approached, I was worried that a situation was getting out of control where adults were attempting to provoke teenagers. I believe that by remaining motionless and calm, I was helping to defuse the situation, and I realized everyone had cameras and that perhaps a group of adults was... This is by Jamie Lee Curtis, I guess. Anyway, he goes on and on and on. This was the Sandman comment. So she's out. I think she's thinking she's out of the woods on this. She said on Sunday tweet, a comparison of supporters of President Trump to members of the Ku Klux Klan fueled the flames early Monday morning or Monday afternoon, saying, let's not forget this entire event happened because a group of boys went on a school-sanctioned trip to protest against a woman's right to her own body and to reproductive health care. It is not debatable that bigotry was at play from the start. Now, this is Alyssa Milano who said this. Actress and comedian Kathy Griffin. Now, listen to this stuff. This is, I almost said something really wrong. It says, actress and comedian, because I saw this. I was triggered. I'm telling you, I was triggered. I almost said something not right. Does actress and comedian Kathy Griffin called for the students to have their identities revealed so that she and others could hold them accountable for their actions? Really? What are you going to do, girlfriend? Chop off their head and hold a bloody head? Is that what you mean, Kathy Griffin? I mean, we already had that, right, with Trump once. P.S. The reply from the school was pathetic and impotent. Name these kids, Griffin said in a fiery tweet Sunday morning. I want names. Shame them. If you think these effers won't dox you in a heartbeat, think again. Nice. These are really threats. And this is what I think that the attorneys are going to look at. So I'm just pointing that out to everybody so that we all understand what we're seeing here. Interesting a bit on this. This is, what is this? This is... the comments on this one. We'll play this.
Gurdon, editorial director at the Washington Examiner, and Richard Fowler, syndicated radio host, and of course, a Fox News contributor. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good to see you, Ed.
Great to be here.
Jonah, I'm going to get to some of the celebrities that jumped all in and made fools of themselves yet again, but let's start with the media. Shouldn't members of the, of our profession be better than this?
Yeah, they absolutely should be. I think one of the problems that we have, I mean, this, these kinds of problems of jumping to conclusions are not exactly new. There's been motivated reasoning and bias in mainstream media for a very long time, and the media for a very long time. We all remember the Dan Rather memos from Memogate under George W. Bush. But I think one of the problems that we get into in this moment is that the sort of tribal anti-Trumpism and tribal pro-Trumpism leads people to leap on the slightest bit of provocation and claim that their entire worldview is justified with just a morsel of news that comes out. Mm-hmm. And Twitter and these kinds of things accelerate it. They make it worse. They create a mob mentality. And I don't know how you fix it, but the problem is there's more responsibility on the press because they're the people who are supposed to be not getting ahead of the facts. And instead what they're doing is they're getting way ahead of the facts.
And Twitter certainly accelerates it. Other social media, as you say, quickly. Kathy Griffin had this tweet yesterday. P.S. The reply from the school was pathetic and impotent. Name these kids, she said. I want names. Shame them if you think these bleeping wouldn't dox you, and meaning go after you online in a heartbeat. Think again. Richard, is this, as was suggested by Jonah, a bit of Trump derangement syndrome?
I wouldn't call it Trump derangement syndrome, but here's what it shows to me, and I've watched this, the short video, which is on Twitter, which could only be about 30 to 2 minutes, and I've watched a 2-hour video, and here's what I realized. America has a heart problem. It's not a Democratic problem or a Republican problem. It's not a pro-wall problem or anti-wall problem, but what this video shows is where we have a heart problem. We don't see each other as people. We see each other by the labels that we carry. Or he has a MAGA hat, or he happens to be Native American. Instead of seeing each other as Americans, one country coming together to form a more perfect union. And I think we got to figure this thing out very quickly, or we'll see more videos like this and more tribalism. And this is not what our founders wanted at all.
Hugo, when you look at what are supposed to be responsible media organizations like the Washington Post, look at this headline. After this whole controversy, they have a story. The Catholic Church's shameful history of Native American abuses. So let's take a story that's already wrong and has been misunderstood and misused, and let's pile on the Catholic Church somehow?
Right. You know, that was a disgraceful op-ed, and equating missionary evangelism with imperialism. And the thing about the boys at...
Well, I can't let that one go. Can we now? I guess what they're going to probably try and do is extremist Protestant individuals, right? Is that what we're going to shift it to? It's hard to really kind of not step up to that one. In the Catholic Church's history, pretty shameful in that regard. People need to admit to that. And what's going on with the Pope today? Child sex abuse in him, trafficking? What's wrong with that picture?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This school is they check off all the boxes, or at least some of the biggest boxes, to trigger left-wing bigotry. They're white, they're male, they're supporters of Donald Trump, and to boot, they're Catholic. That mm-hmm. makes that those are four of the things that will set off the bigots on the left. And so people on the left, and I'm afraid a lot of people in the news media, want to believe any calumny that is leveled against them. So when the lies were told about, you know, them surrounding this Native American and this elder and mocking him, that's what people wanted to believe because they triggered all these boxes.
Sure. And Jonah, a moment ago, you said, I'm not sure there's too much we can do about this, but the school is talking about, you know, collecting names of journalists and call, not just calling them out, but maybe suing them. Whether it's libel or whatever, should there be some sort of accountability instead of all of us just saying, oh, this is horrible, let's move on?
Well, look, it's very hard. And within 24 hours, there's going to be another viral video or some other controversy that we all obsess over. How you go about suing these newspapers under the First Amendment, suing celebrities who are just giving their opinions on Twitter, it's a very difficult thing to figure out a public policy solution to a lot of people who are just giving over to hysteria and in some cases bigotry, and the confirmation bias that says, aha, this proves that the people I disagree with aren't just wrong, they're evil, which is rampant on both sides of the aisle these days.
Richard, Hugo made a point earlier about the wearing of the red hats, and they appeared to be Trump supporters and whatnot. Richard, were these white students racially profiled?
Listen, this goes far beyond racial profiling, and I think Jonah's got it right, because bigotry exists on both sides of the aisle, right? And so does profiling. But what we have here is not a left or right problem, like I said at the beginning of the segment. We have a heart problem in America, and we've got to deal with it ASAP. Because if we really want to quote unquote make America great again, it's not going to happen by one group of people excelling, another group not excelling. It's all of us working together. And what this video shows is one people are willing to jump on the bandwagon, sure. and this is just not who we are as Americans.
You go. I got less than 30 seconds. Final point.
Yeah, Ed, I think the really important thing here is that, as I say, they checked off the boxes, but it wasn't only the media that got this wrong. I mean, the media needs to be more careful, but the truth is that a pack of lies were told about what was being portrayed. It was said that the boys surrounded the elder. The truth is he confronted them. It's the school, the church. Everybody was fooled by this because people wanted to tell lies about it.
Lies are lies, whether it's...
But it all came from the mainstream media, didn't it? Yeah. And, you know, this is where I think that, and again, I think the assessment here is that the First Amendment is going to be prevailing on this. No, and I say prevailing, I of course support the First Amendment. I use it all every single day. But my point is that with these folks, is there damage that's been done by the mainstream collectively, and can that be made as a case in court to sue various and sundry members of the media or the press or organizations? I see. That's going to be the case that's going to be proven in court if there's going to be a lawsuit. It has to be proven. And that is, I think, a big hill to climb. But I think there's traction for this. I really do. I think there's traction. I'm not an attorney. I don't even play one on the radio. I'm just saying that given the environment and what we're seeing here and the patterning that's going on clearly by the mainstream media, I think there's something here. Because this is all new media territory. This is all new First Amendment right issues that when you use the press and use any the correlation is you do not have a right to stand in the middle of a theater and yell fire. The press does not have a right to stand in the middle of the world and yell open bigotry by teenage students when, in fact, that's not the case, and then them have the ability to show harm. If they show that they are being harmed in some way, or the school is, and, of course, that's the thing that's going on in real world right now because they've canceled classes and things like that. If they're going to document the harm or if somebody is injured because somebody assaults them and it's based upon these stories and told by certain there is a link there. That's what I'm saying. So, but this is all new media territory. This is the narrative that they had out there. The damage has been done. The damage is continuing to be done. And that's where we have to look at it. But the damage on all of us, and, you know, all of us in the non-mainstream media, when we do our research, we fact check, we rely upon multiple citizen journalists and so on who contribute, then we get our facts straight, pretty much. Thank you very much, because we do. Yeah, we get stuff that comes in here we'll never report on. And it comes from, citizen journalists, but we're discerning. And clearly, in this case, we're not discerning it. They just put it out there. And they're going to have to pay the price. Anyway, go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, for the grievances today. And also, because we're going to be reading the grievance in the third hour, this is coming. God, I can't believe where the time goes. We're going to be reading the grievance number 52. Are you ready for that? Also, we have a lot of stuff going on with the convention. We'll be talking about that in the next hour. And by the way, we're also going to be talking about what happened with New Nevada. New Nevada, finally. Has stepped forward, not finally, but courageously has stepped forward, and they're following the advice here of New California. We appreciate that. It's the new movement, by the way. It doesn't have to be exclusive to California or Nevada. It's also open and available for New York if you're out there. Albany, can you hear me? We're working with people in other states, including Illinois and Oregon and Hawaii.
to form a new state. The new state movement is alive and well. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, for those of you there on the left. AOC, remember that. She cracks. Cortez cracks. This is what Drudge has. I just popped Drudge open. World ending in 12 years. There it is. We knew that. I think she's going to be, in another 12 years, she's going to be probably, 22? I'm sorry. So that's just, The world is ending in 12 years. That's what she says. Okay. Say hallelujah, brother. Say five Hail Marys and thank you very much. Says I give zero Fs. Says a poll, 74% would vote for her for president. Oh, God. Are you kidding me? 74% of Dems would vote for Ocasio-Cortez. Wow. OAC for president. But the world's going to end in 12 years. Could she have three terms as president? It'd be 10 years. I don't know. Is she running for president in 2020? Cortez! Probably a hysterical. She's really got seventh grade mentality nailed down. She really does. But, you know, I'm telling you, I said this a long time ago, that she'd make a great conservative. Seriously. She's got the excitement. She's got the vim and vigor, so to speak. She'd be wonderful as a conservative, if she was conservative. But, you know, you see what the mindset is. Will she convert after 12 years when she realizes, oh, the world didn't end? Will she convert to conservatism? I think she's, what, 29? Well, you know, they hit 40. When you hit 40, the world changes, right? Puberty really dissipates. The brain, well, becomes a little bit more spherical. Becomes a little bit more rounded rather than blunt, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And I want to extend a special invitation to all of you in the L.A. and the California area to come to the convention for the third constitutional convention for New California State. It's going to be this Saturday in Roseville, California. It's going to be a great event. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.